Hello. Ooh, hello. Hello, and welcome to another Word Monkeys podcast. My name is Matt Brown. I am an author. I've written a series of books about a boy called Compton Valance, who accidentally creates a time machine. I am also a broadcaster. I'm on the radio. And I am a human man. And I mean, a long time ago, I used to be a child as well. So a very happy Christmas to everybody. This is being published on Christmas Day 2017. So you may be listening on the big day, perhaps to just divert yourself from a family row, or perhaps you're just fed up of all your family and fancy just wallowing in a bit of wordy loveliness. Maybe you're listening after Christmas because you had such a nice time. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, and whatever you did over Christmas, I hope that it was full of happiness and lovely food. And that you had a great time, or are having a great time. I'm posting it on Christmas Day partly because I've sort of got into the habit of posting on a Monday. And Christmas Day, as you are probably well aware, falls on a Monday this year. So there you go. Happy accident. And what I wanted to post today is just a tiny little Christmas nugget from a few Christmases ago. It's from my own back catalogue of work, actually. It's part of a series of stories that I wrote that I was trying to get published about 10 years ago. It was when my son was really, my eldest son was very little, maybe two or three, I suppose, and was reading picture books to him. And I can remember thinking, God, I could do much better than this. And so I wrote a story about a monster called Keith and the place that he lives, which is called Creepy Valley, full of different characters like his friend Peter the Dragon and Sally, the world's smallest giant, and Fido, Keith's massive pet tarantula. And Keith is sort of a monster who is a sort of a reluctant monster, I suppose, and who in the first story goes off to find his roar. And they were pretty sweet and pretty cute, and I really like them. And I got a friend of mine to illustrate them. And then I took them to some agents, some literary agents, because I thought, oh, I might try and get these published. And it was going really well. And I managed to secure the talents of an agent. And then we got some meetings with publishers who were really interested and excited about this. And then the credit crunch happened. And the whole project crumbled away like a dry Christmas cake. And I don't know if it would have been published if the credit crunch hadn't have happened. Maybe it wouldn't have been. I don't know. But I remember being really disappointed at the time. It was sort of like a year of work and getting excited. And then everything just crumbled and fell away. And so it was a sort of, I suppose, quite an interesting, in hindsight, quite an interesting time, because it's showed me, it gave me a little glimpse behind the door of publishing, whetted my appetite, and I was discouraged to begin with, and then I managed to get over that. And then the next thing I wrote was a couple of years later, which was Compton Valance, which then did get published, and I have been writing books ever since, which is great. So it just goes to show, if you are someone who is trying to get published and who hasn't been published, it really does happen. Just try not to get too despondent. Try and get great advice, and heed that advice if you trust it, and then things will happen. Promise. Come on, 2018 is gonna be incredible.
Hello there. This is Father Christmas. And a happy Christmas to you all. If you're thinking of getting me a present this year, well, put your money away. To make me really happy, all you have to do is subscribe or give a 5-star rating to the Word Monkeys podcast. It
It's very simple to do, and it doesn't cost you a thing. And for goodness sake, it's a free podcast, isn't it? So just do it.
Merry Christmas.
So what you're about to hear is a little story called A Very Creepy Christmas, which I wrote, as I say, maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, which was a retooling of the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, which is the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem. And after not being published, what I decided to do was I decided to release the stories as podcasts. And so I felt that they'd been published in a sort of way. So this is essentially one of those. So I thought I would just pop it in the stocking as a nice little Christmas treat. There will be, I very much hope, a podcast coming before the end of the week. Wow. Which will be another end of year spectacular. Maybe that'll come on the 1st, January the 1st, 2018. Maybe we'll do that. That sounds good. Because there's a lot of leftover turkey to eat. There's an awful lot of booze to be drunk. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next week. So anyway, listen, have a fantastic Christmas, or hope you had a lovely Christmas. And I will see you in 2018. Thank you so much for listening to this. Happy Christmas!
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all over the valley, all the monsters were sleeping, even the giant called Sally. The stockings were hung by the chimneys with care, in the hope that Dr. Grubbins soon would be there. The monsters were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of blood plums danced in their heads. And Fido, the spider, with bulging egg sack, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the forest there arose such a clatter, Keith sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon rising high o'er the bottomless pit gave a pale, eerie glow to all that it lit. When, what to Keith's wondering eyes should appear, who visited monsters at this time of year? With a black cape and tie and enormous top hat, looking for all the world like a well-dressed black bat. Dr. Grubbins stood tall, and there on his back, his presents for monsters in a huge golden sack. And then, in a twinkling, Dr. Grubbins disappeared. Had he vanished? Had he gone? Why was he so weird? Keith turned from the window and looked all around. And into Keith's cave, Grubbins came with a bound. His eyes, how they twinkled, all bloodshot and green. His nose was the pointiest Keith had ever seen. His long bony fingers and long jagged nails, and his forehead and cheeks all covered in scales. His golden sack squirming and oozing with gifts like snakes and frog's eyes and deadly blabberwifts. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon let Keith know he had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying a finger aside of his nose, he vanished again while the valley all dozed. But Keith heard him exclaim as he crept out of sight, "A creepy Christmas to all, and to all a good fright." Happy Creepy Christmas from all at the Creepy Valley.